When we talk of the things of God, the Lord draws near to us. And then when he draws near, sometimes we get still and we enjoy his presence. You invite someone to your house, you don't ignore them once they get through the door. You sit down with them, you commune with them. You let them know that you're happy they're there. It's often that way in meetings, as we worship the Lord. Somewhere along the way, you just begin to awaken to the fact that he's right here with us. Especially when we speak of these things, because they're so precious to him. I like that verse in Luke 24 that says, as they communed and reasoned together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And I often think about that in meetings. As we commune and reason together, Jesus himself draws near. And then he goes with us. We don't leave him in the meeting. He goes home with us. And he continues to feed us and nourish us and bless us, reveal himself to us. Praise God. When I was younger and came to Pilgrim Camp, Brother Garden often used to say, now after the meeting, go right to bed. Don't lose God's blessing. Worship him while you lie down tonight. God will do something even while you're sleeping. When you awake in the morning, it'll be easier to touch him. Praise God. I remember one time my friends, they wanted to go to Alino, somewhere where they had pizza. Screw Lake. And a number of the young people were going there. I guess those were the days when you were allowed to do that. I don't think that's allowed anymore. But I remember the Lord came to us in such a wonderful way in that meeting. And afterwards I said, Ken, you want to go to Colito's for pizza? And I said, no, not tonight. I think I'm just going to go to bed. And I didn't go into all detail with them, but I wanted to do what I heard. And I sensed the touch of God, that sweet anointing. And so I wanted to go to bed, and I went to bed. And I remember lying down in bed and saying, Jesus, I love you. I worship you. And I fell asleep that way. And you know, it's been such a precious lesson to learn that when God comes to us, we have to pay attention to him. And when he touches us, we want to nurture that. We can lose that so quickly. You get out of the meeting and you start joking around and talking about the ball game or what you're going to do tomorrow. And after a while, you never even knew you were in a meeting. But if you learn to keep in God, you know, you can still be kind to one another and friendly, but there's something different about the way you go about it. You just want to keep sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And you know, in that way, Jesus puts his seal upon that which he's done in our lives. I sometimes think, I wonder how far I'd be in the Lord if I had never lost anything that God did for me. You ever think about that? God has done so much for you in so many meetings and in so many ways. And we lose much of that through carelessness and so on. If I never lost what God did for me, if I was careful to keep it by the Holy Ghost, my, where would I be? What could God do with my life by now? Well, we'll never know the answer to those questions, but those questions are supposed to spur us on to do better. Now, today. And so we like to emphasize that at camp. After meeting, take a moment to pray. You know, that'll make a difference as to whether you lose what God has done or whether it sinks down deep into your soul. Pray about the things you heard. And then go to bed. Go quietly. Keep in touch with God. Praise God. And so I want to learn these lessons better. I'm sure we all do. Praise God. God's way is not hard. His way is not grievous. Praise God. It's a happy way, a wonderful way.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And would to God that we would learn his ways. They're high above our ways. Much better. Praise God. And we do well to give him a chance. And to play by the rules. And to come his way. Hallelujah. Sometimes people say, well, the Lord didn't do this for me and he doesn't do that for me. And I've gone to church and I tell them, you're not playing by the rules. You've got to do it God's way if you want God's results. And if you do it your way, it's not going to get you very far. I don't go to church. I worship God my way. That's the problem. God never told you worship him your way. He told us worship him his way, and he gave us a whole book so that we can learn about it. And I wonder if there are those here tonight that would really say, Lord, teach me to help me to really give you a chance in my life. Maybe you've been coming to church for many years, but you really haven't given God a chance. You heard about praising the Lord, but you never do it. You heard about other things, but you don't do it. Well, then what do we expect? I met a young lady one time who got pregnant out of wedlock, and she said, you know, I've been going to church all these years and it didn't do me any good. And I thought about that girl. She was in my youth group for a while, fooled around so often, passed notes, tried to get the Sunday school teacher to get off the subject every week. She and a friend and some others, that was their challenge. Let's get the Sunday school teacher off the subject. And they had a teacher that thought they were sincerely asking questions, and they would laugh about it and joke about it. And you know, one Sunday led to another Sunday, to another. And you know, they wasted away years that way. And then they said, I went to church all my life, didn't do me any good. And I thought, you never really gave God a chance. You know? But Edwin used to say, it's not how long you stay in the bathtub, it's how well you scrub yourself. And we have to scrub ourselves. We have to do it God's way. Hallelujah. Respond when God speaks to us. That's the best time to respond. Because when God speaks to us, he gives us grace to respond. He says, if you'll do what I tell you right now, you'll find it'll be easier because I'm right here to help you. But if you don't do it right away, you're going to forget about it after a while, or it won't be so important to you after a while, and then you'll lose it altogether. That's why it's so important to respond to God in meetings. When God talks to us, no matter what anybody else does, you do it. You do it. Praise God. And God will honor you for it. You'll never be sorry that you came God's way. God's way is the best way. It's the only way. Jesus, he's the way. Hallelujah. So may God help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe there are others here that have a word yet. It'd be nice to hear from you. If your heart is beating, well, I guess all our hearts are beating, God, but we hope they are. But if it's beating especially fast, that may be an indication that that thing on your heart ought to be shared with others. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Days that I've been here so far, this theme of praising the Lord. Yesterday, in our devotion to the boys, we read from Psalm 96, and that's taken from it's a portion of a psalm that David wrote when the ark was brought into Jerusalem. And as I was looking at that story, I noticed the part where it speaks of David dancing before the Lord when the ark came in, and how his wife mocked him for it and said that he was an embarrassment. And how could he do that? And he just responded saying that he just was praising the Lord. And I guess I've been thinking about that, and sometimes it's difficult to get up, testify, praise the Lord, and things like that. But that God calls us to do it. As we've been talking about, God blesses us when we do it, we're obedient to him.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness to me. Whenever it's time for testimony, I'm usually not the first one to jump up. I look at my testimony and sometimes I'm like, well, they won't find it interesting and stuff, but God has really revealed to me that I have one of the best testimonies. I've been raised in a Christian family heritage, and it's just been a blessing to like not have to go through worldly things to realize that I need God as my Savior. It's just been a real blessing being here at camp and just wanting to
praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was with the cottagers today, and this morning in the meeting we were talking about the right things to fill our heart with so we can please God in our lives. And it's not an easy lesson to learn. I see it now. And after supper they came back. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But this auntie got very mad at them because they were disobedient and did not listen to her instructions. And she had them sit there in silence for at least a good 5 to 10 minutes, and they're just sitting there, and just not a peep is coming out of them. And when she finally made it public why she had them sit, and she had all the counselors around, we were finally all there, had all the children there, and she told them of their disobedience to us. We've been with them for over a week now, and they just acted like it was day one. You know, it's just didn't get anything we taught them, it seemed like. And it scared me. They're going home in 2 days. Has anything God spoke to them about stick with us? And it made me so worried. I'm so scared for them. I just hope that they turn it around. I really do. I hope that they will prove themselves that God is real to them and that God has been with them. And I just
thank
you. God has put it on my heart to care for them, and I have, and I've taken that up. And to see them not take one step toward God and they've taken more steps backwards and arrow forwards. They're going home almost the same way they came. And I just hope that it's not true. I hope that they can turn this around and that God will lead them in the right direction and that He will change their hearts. They know that they have sinned. They know that they feel bad about it once that the sin was realized to them. But I just hope that they don't continue on and sinning like this. I just hope that they will find God.
Praise God. Well, that's the test for the counselors as well as for the kids. God's word says His word will not return unto Him void. And that's a promise that we can hold on to and we can stand upon it. Hold before the Lord. God, you've given your word to these children and it's been prayed over, and we will continue to pray for them, Lord, throughout the summer and whenever you put them upon our hearts. And Lord, we believe that your word is taking root and it's bringing forth fruit in their lives. And Lord Jesus, no matter what things look like on the outside, we're going to believe God's word and we're going to trust you, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll bless those cottagers, that you'll quicken your word to their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you will really come to them, Jesus, and Lord, make yourself real to them. And as they go home, we pray that your work will continue to grow in their lives and bring forth fruit unto eternal life in every one of them, Lord. We're believing for every one of them to be saved and to go on to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to grow up to be young men and young women who serve the Lord with all their hearts. Oh God, bless the counselors, Lord. We know that they put so much heartfelt work. So, what a labor of love, Lord. And Lord, we just pray you'll encourage them, Jesus. Lord, often that's the case working with children and young people. We don't always see the fruit right away. But Lord, oh, it'll come. And so, Lord, we just pray you'll encourage these counselors, Lord. Quicken them and lift them and strengthen them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, this story reminded me, or this testimony
reminded me of a teacher's story where a first grader came home from school and his mother asked him what he learned today, and he said, nothing. And then as they were in conversation, he relayed how the teacher, had shown him how to color, what is it, blue and yellow, and you get green. Primary color was her lesson plan. And he learned how to write his name. And to him, he wasn't learning. He didn't realize that he was learning, because he said, this is learning. He just did it. And I don't think we have to be concerned, Melissa, that the Lord worked in these kids' lives. I believe firmly that the Lord has worked, even though sometimes, as we are, sometimes I'm amazed in faculty meetings, here are these college grads, and they act worse than the kids do. They don't listen. You know, and we're all like that. Human nature is human nature, and they may have been disobedient, but God has worked in their lives. I firmly believe it. And I believe that the seed has been planted in every single girl up in the village in Natick, and every single cottager. I think we have the we may stand on God's word that He's doing a work in these lives. And I firmly believe that the parents, we hear it in the office. Sister Letha and I get the calls all the time, the testimonies from pastors and from parents, how their children come home different, totally different. God has done a work in their lives. And of course, it's very gratifying and very blessed to hear those testimonies. But God is working. And God is working in the adults that come up here with needs. Mm-hmm. I recall years ago when I first came back to the Lord after wandering away, I had what they now call panic disorder. I felt like I had just drunk 2 gallons of coffee and had a caffeine high. I don't know where I picked that up, somewhere in my wanderings, but I remember coming up. I had the ability at that time to come to the winter retreats, and sometimes at our altar services, when everything is quiet and we don't know what's going on, we sense something, we sense God moving. But that's when He moves in us. And as I said, during those winter retreats, I spent time at the altar, not knowing what God was doing. And little by little, He just cleared that baggage away and just healed me from that feeling, whatever it was. And God had the ability to do that in this place where we're all in faith, we come in faith, and the many prayers over the years that have gone up for this place. We may expect by standing on God's word that He is working in every single adult and child and the counselor, no matter who steps on these grounds, with just a little tiny desire towards Him. God works mightily, and He stoops down to our relief, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I commit unto Him against the end.
That's number 193. You got to sing that. And if you'd like to stand, please do. Praise God. 193. Thank you. Hallelujah.